Sean Colvin interviews the Indigo Girls. You guys just made a new record, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did it in the summertime, and you did it in a wonderful summery spot, right?
L.A.
Well, we did the first 2 weeks in June in Athens, Georgia, which was great because it was real beautiful, and we went running and stuff every day as a little group.
You like did the basics in Athens?
We got what we could there, yeah. Whatever we could. And then we went out to L.A. for 5 weeks, and
the studio's great in L.A.
Yeah,
that's
we love
the reason
the
why we went.
You were there for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
And how long were you, and you recorded some of your last record there?
We recorded.
Same studio.
Same studio.
Which is that? Which studio is it?
Ocean Way Studio.
Is that in the Valley?
No, it's on Sunset.
It's a great studio, though.
It's right in the heart of the worst part of Hollywood.
And what was the studio in Athens?
What's John Keane Studio.
And what was the difference between the two?
Well, John Keane's place is where we did our independent records, and it's a small studio.
It's like in his house.
We rent a 32-track digital and bring it in, and it's in his house. And well, we're used to working there. It's really low-key, and a lot of our stuff is done kind of live without headphones or anything, and so we feel real comfortable there. It's a great studio, but it's still a home studio.
Do you feel like you work differently when you're not home and near your friends and that kind of thing?
It tends to make you not be sitting there and go, well, I want to finish this track early so I can go out with my friends tonight.
Yeah, right.
Things like
yeah.
that. You know?
There's only one reason why you're there.
Social life, very important. Was there any idea you had in mind as far as an approach to this record that you felt you wanted to be different from the last one?
Well, the idea, the original idea was we're going to get a bass player and a drummer, and we're going to go into pre-production, and we're going to do some live stuff with them. And that was the difference. And so we got Kenny Aronoff on drums and Sarah Lee on bass.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah's from the B-52s, and Kenny's from junk from everybody's band now.
Kenny's so cool.
He's the
so
greatest.
It's like, yeah. So we went in and we sort of tried that and we sort of messed around with ideas, but what we ended up doing was actually using like four drummers on the album.
Really?
Kenny
what?
Played the majority of stuff, and a friend of mine, Michael Arant, played a trap set just on one song, and Jim Keltner played songs on another, on a, like a country song. And J.D. Dougherty played on a song because he's a really good friend, and we like his style a lot from the last album. So Kenny was sort of the major starting influential element as far as rhythm goes, and then we sort of move from there, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah played bass on the, you know, everything. Last album we had R.E.M. back us up on a song, and this time we used another band called Ellen James Society to back us up on a song that I wrote with them.
Are they from Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a real electric, really electric sound. I wrote it with a band, so.
You wrote it with all the people in the band?
Yeah, I had it kind of written, and then we finished it together because I play with them a
lot.
What's
that called?
It's called 1, 2, 3.